Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You are the man. We are live at Buku, 5600 Richmond, the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Don't forget, if you get out here, first of all, the food is outstanding. Pac-Man Joel is digging in like never before here. But you get out of here, you can get two meals. You get half off your third meal. You buy three meals, you get a free meal when you buy those three. So lots of reasons to get out here, try the food. It's outstanding. 5600 Richmond, it's Buku, and we're enjoying ourselves here. But it's that time. It's our favorite time of the week where we are joined by Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com to answer all your fantasy questions. Sigmund, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good, and a little confused after week three, but I guess that's one of the things that keeps us coming back is just when we think we know, we find out we don't really know.
What was your biggest surprise? The Bills, obviously, right?
Well, the Bills, but also just some turnarounds. Like Detroit wanted to run the ball, and they finally could run the ball. Seattle wanted to run the ball, and they finally could run the ball. So we see some teams that have aspirations coming into the season, and after 2 weeks in, we say, well, that's not going to work. And then we have to always have our minds open to the possibility that things will change and continue to change.
All right, so anything you want to get off your chest for the listeners out there before we get started on the calls? Anything you maybe want to catch them up on?
Well, just for the listeners, because I think the listeners will appreciate this, and I get a chance to say Kiki Cutie with Bruce Ellington on IR, and seeing the way that Deshaun Watson is extending plays and knowing what Cutie did with Patrick Mahomes back at Texas Tech in the deep passing game, I'm really excited to see him. I wouldn't necessarily pick him up in fantasy leagues this week, but if he's active this week and we get a chance to see him, I think we'll know whether to pick him up next week.
Very good. All right, let's, without further ado, let's get to the phone calls. Up first, KD, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. You're up. Go.
Hey, yeah, I got two questions. Should I play the Rams defense or the Bears defense this weekend? And my second question is, I got a trade that I'm proposing: Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers, and LeVar Miller for Saquon Barkley. I hang up the list. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd love that trade. You know, Rodgers is the best asset there, but anytime you can trade some of your quarterback value to upgrade elsewhere to a player like Barkley, I'd do that. I'd stick with the Bears defense. We saw Ryan Fitzpatrick. It showed why he's been a journeyman starter when he was under pressure. The Bears are going to put a lot of pressure on him at home, so I would make sure to plug them in.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get on the phone lines and ask your questions to Sigmund Bloom before the weekend gets here. Up next on those phone lines is Jeff. Jeff, you're up. Go.
Yes, sir. A .5 PPR. Would you start Brandon Cooks or Boyd and at flex, Buck Allen or Kerryon Johnson? Thank you.
Yep, I would go ahead and go with Cooks tonight against the Vikings. The Rams' offense is one of the best in the league. We just haven't got to see them on this kind of stage yet. I'd go with Kerryon Johnson against Dallas. I think Detroit's going to keep that running game on track. We saw how good Johnson is doing. If anything, he should be getting more work than what he got Sunday night, and I think the momentum is in his favor.
Very good. 713-780-3776 if you got questions for Sigmund. NASCAR Johnny's up next. NASCAR Johnny, go.
Hey, question for you, Sigmund. PPR league, Doug Baldwin for Jay Ajayi. I have Jay Ajayi. My other running backs are Gurley, Christian McCaffrey, and Aaron Jones. So should I get Baldwin or not? Thanks.
Baldwin might be back this week. In a PPR league, he certainly has a lot of potential value, although I like Jay Ajayi, too, with the way the offensive line is playing for the Eagles. He's back in practice. He might be the healthiest of the running backs, you know, with Corey Clement also hurt. So you know, it's tougher to find running backs than wide receivers. They're both good buy low candidates. Because you have two strong running backs, you still might need Ajayi this week. I would probably stick with Ajayi because I just don't trust Doug Baldwin's knees to hold up all year.
Yeah, he's been out or questionable. Speaking of that, you've got guys like Keenan Allen that are questionable going into the week.
Yep.
Should you have a backup plan, or you feel comfortable with a guy like Keenan Allen's going to play?
We haven't heard anything yet about Keenan Allen that would make us worried about him. So, you know, there are definitely some players that we're going to be watching the injury report coming in tomorrow. That's going to be the telling one. I don't think we're going to see Joe Mixon, so Giovanni Bernard safe to play. I don't think we're going to see Devontae Freeman, so Tevin Coleman safe to play. I do think we might see Leonard Fournette come back this week, but check back on Sunday morning to be sure.
Very good. All right, up next on the phone line, Nestor. Nestor, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Real quick, man, if Josh Gordon plays, do you start him, and is Will Fuller a must-start?
Fuller's absolutely a must-start. We see what happens when he's on the field with Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't play Josh Gordon in his first game back just yet. I mean, you know, we want to see him, see how he fits in this offense, see how he fits with Tom Brady before we trust him. But obviously, you're holding him to see what happens.
Very good. 713-780-3776. You can call or text. I probably wouldn't text, though. We've got a long line on the text line already. But if you want to call and get in and beat all those texters, you can do that. 713-780-3776 if you want to talk with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Up next on the phone line is Trevor. Trevor, you're up, man.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sigmund, two questions. Pretty deep standard league. Barry mentioned earlier that A.J. Green might play. If he does not play this week, would you start Geronimo Allison or Sterling Shepard? And for running backs, would you go with Sony Michel or Phillip Lindsay against that Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I'd go with Michel with Rex Burkhead on IR now. He should get a ton of work against Miami with Lindsay. It's hard to know against Kansas City what's going to happen. If Green is out, I'd love both of those plays this week, Allison and Shepard. Good job on your bench. I'd probably go with Shepard. New Orleans slot corner is out for the year. Last time the Giants and Saints played, it was 52-49. So you want to get anybody from that game in if you can.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. Steve is up next. Steve, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Hey, so I am in a two-quarterback league, and my question is, one, are there any quarterbacks I should keep an eye on, especially looking at the Giants or the 49ers situation? Second question is, would you trade a tier-two running back like a Freeman, that kind of guy that's healthy, for a quarterback in a tier-two or in a two-quarterback league? Thanks.
Well, if you're hard up, you know, if you lost Jimmy Garoppolo and you don't really have anybody to plug in, you know, you have to plug in a backup and hope that the starter gets hurt, then I think you have no choice. Somebody I would pick up in the two-quarterback league right now is Chad Kelly. Case Keenum, not inspiring confidence. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep up with Patrick Mahomes. I think Chad Kelly could be a lot better than Case Keenum, and that's not really a slight to Keenum as much as it is to say that Kelly is a very underrated prospect. I think they know what they have in Denver, and we may see Kelly soon.
Very interesting. All right, back to the full lines we go. Jonathan, you're up. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I got Standard League Carson Wentz this week or Baker Mayfield at Raiders. I'll hang up on this
thing. So I'll do a conditional one here. Alshon Jeffrey was practicing yesterday, but not today because of an illness. If Alshon Jeffrey is playing against Tennessee, I'll probably put Wentz back in my lineup. But I like Baker Mayfield this week. Oakland had a lot of trouble with the speed of Miami last week. I like Antonio Callaway. I like Jarvis Landry to be able to take advantage of that. David Njoku. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a tremendous start. I'm not going to talk anybody out of starting Baker Mayfield over those kinds of options with Carson Wentz still knocking off some of the rust. So if Wentz has Jeffrey back out with him, otherwise Mayfield.
All right, we're running out of time, so you guys make it quick on the phone line. Just ask your question and keep it going. Travis, you're up next.
How you guys doing today? You got a PPR league? Just pick one guy, Diggs, McCoy, or Crabtree.
You go with Diggs. Both the starting corners are going to be out for the Rams tonight.
Ooh, all right, so we have heard, yeah, because I know they were both injured, but that's going to make things a lot more interesting. Dwight, you're up next.
Hey, flex position, do you start Freeman or do you start Kupp?
You go with Kupp. I don't think Devontae Freeman's back. If it's Royce Freeman, I think that Denver's going to have to abandon the run, so go with Kupp.
All right, we got time for two more. Scott, you're up.
Hey, I got Jacksonville D or Bears D.
I'll go with Jacksonville against the rookie Sam Darnold this week.
All right, last one before we have to cut Sigmund loose. Mike, you are the lucky winner. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I got Derrick Henry, Lamar Miller, and Hogan. Long-term, your prospects. I'll hang up. Thanks.
Yeah, Miller, I think things will pick up as we saw him get more involved in the passing game. Hogan is going to be up and down if all these hands are on deck for the Patriots soon. And Derrick Henry, we have to get some quarterback play out of the Titans before we can trust Derrick Henry, because even if they're winning games, he's not doing much.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Sigmund, how can the folks get a hold of you? What services do you guys offer that they can use to help them set their lineups going into the weekend?
On the Football Guys message board, I answer questions every Sunday morning. So there will be a thread there that is pinned in the shark pool where you can post your questions. We've got the waiver wire trade dominators, lineup dominators, some apps. We do 9 episodes of my podcast, The Audible, each week. We do a live show Sunday morning. We go over injuries and late-breaking things. So we try to stay on top of things for you at Football Guys.
There you go. Footballguys.com is Sigmund Bloom, one of the best in the business. We're lucky to have him each and every week right here on The Usual Suspects. Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. Have a good football weekend.
Thanks. Good luck, everyone.
All right. There you go. Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. Make sure you check him out. Follow him on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. He might get to your questions, but the best way to get them in now is that message board, like he said. All right, we got plenty more to come right here at Buku Chimney Rock in Richmond. We'll be back right after this. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.